This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. It's time to get on target. Welcome to another episode of the Black Powder Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Yasuke Fett. And just a general reminder of your marching orders and why we have created the Black Powder Podcast. The main mission is to change the social view of black society and firearms. How did we do that? Glad you asked. We talk, walk, read, write, and think about it to find a better solution for a brighter future for the proper protection of black people. Join us through education, practice, and safety as we take down the stigma of black people and guns, one discussion at a time. Just a general reminder, you cannot do a mag dump without a couple of rounds. So if you like what you're hearing and you happen to like this show, send out an email to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your favorite episode is. Whether or not you agree, disagree, or have questions, please make sure to send them to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com. And always, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. The only way to continue to grow is to continue to share this knowledge with other people. And the only way to even get the message out is to let everyone know. So once again, if you like what you heard and would like to continue to hear, please like, share, and subscribe. And as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, especially main ones. As of recently, we are now on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Audible.
That's just the type of person I am. I try and get people to relax, and she really needed it because it looked like, you know, it was like, I think around 7 or 8 o'clock at night, you know, she was ready to go home. There was not a smile cracked on her face. As soon as I brought that up, I said, you playing the good stuff. Smiles and giggles.
Yeah. Trying. And when you're, if you're carrying, you should be that same guy.
Exactly. Exactly. I definitely agree with that. So I guess last question here for you. How do you express your identity and culture through your choice of guns, accessories, or activities?
Yeah. So I am as plain Jane as they come. I'm a Glock guy. So you know, you already know that I am function over form. They ain't pretty. They're not fancy. They just work. So out, you know, so I guess, like I said, I no gun in my case. I bought because I thought it looked cool. I bought it because it worked, and it worked reliably. When I built my AR, I built it out of reliable parts. It ain't pretty. It's just a regular old well built AR. Like I said, we talked about clothes before. I don't wear a whole lot of, unless I'm on the range, I don't wear a whole lot of quote unquote gun clothes. I will wear my club t-shirts when I'm out and about sometimes. I will wear my business t-shirts when I'm out and about sometimes, just as a conversation starter. You know, I'll throw on my Integrity Tackle, shirts, and it's got, one of them has, one of them on the back, it says, steel doesn't lie. Oh. One on the back of it, it says, the best upgrade you can get for your firearm, more training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. So, you know, people see it and like, you know, it's a combo starter. You know, and maybe they'll come out and on the range with me and get some training. Maybe not. You know, sometimes when I'm out driving around, I have like the car magnets with the business info on it.
Mm-hmm.
I slap those on the car and drive around the city sometimes, you know, just cause, you know, actually, I actually got some business from work that way. I left them on my car and forgot to take them off when I went to work. And the manager was like, hey, you train people? I'm like, yeah, I need my carry concealed. I got you. So, you know, He came out, took my class, got his license.
Nice.
But I really, you know, as far as expressing myself, unless I'm on the range or getting some footage for the gram, you have no idea what I got going on. I like staying low under the radar.
I ain't gonna lie, man. So I do have, I think two ARs, right? One of them is black, one of them is green. One of them is a Ruger 5.56. The other one is Alex Precision upper mixed with the Palmetto State lower. But nonetheless, on the all black Ruger 5.56, I ended up getting, I think it was like a Fab Defense. Because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek.
I can dig it.
So I ended up getting the Fab Defense. It was a Magwell cover, but it was one where you could slap on like either the knight's helmet or a skull or whatever. Yeah, I spray painted one of the skulls because it was all black. So I spray painted one of the skulls, slapped that sucker on there, boom. Now I started trying to theme the AR like it's a Punisher AR, right? I've even got a Punisher dust cover. I tried to get a Punisher charging handle. I think that sucker needs to be filed down or something because it will not go in
That's
the
it.
battery. Yeah, it probably doesn't fit. But regardless, you know, that's what I did. And I put on some Strike Industry stuff to kind of make it look a little bit more, you know, Punisher themed. My green AR has a lot of I think it's Hogue attachments. You know, and I've got yeah. And
Sorry.
you're good. And I think I've got it's a Sig Romeo green dot on the Punisher AR, a green dot with the Juliet rangefinder, or not rangefinder, what do you call it? A magnifier. On the green one, which I'm kind of like theming after Boba Fett, because he's one of my favorite characters, a Star Wars nerd
Outstanding.
too. I got my reasons, you know. Do in Legends, if a guy can fall into the Sarlacc, well, I don't even know if it was the same Sarlacc, but if a guy can fall into like nine random Sarlaccs, or is it nine or eight, whatever, if he can fall into a Sarlacc at least nine times and survive each time, yeah, dude is my one of my favorite Star Wars characters.
Yeah,
Nonetheless.
that sword cuts both ways, cuts two ways though. Yeah, you fell into a Sarlacc pit and you survived, but you did it nine times. It's a hole. How you falling in the same hole nine times? Something
I do
wrong.
not know, because that's what baffles me, but I just look at it like it's the old samurai maxim of like you fall down seven times, you stand up eight.
Okay, I can dig it. Okay,
You
I can
know
put you on that. I can put you on that. That's fine.
But yeah, I try to theme it as like a Boba Fett theme AR. I've got like the Hogue parts are green. It looks kind of futuristic. It doesn't look like your typical furniture on there. And for my sight, I've got like a, I think it's a primary arms Wolverine. So, you know, it's the only thing that can fit on there because it's not a, there's no Picatinny rail on it. It's an old school Weaver rail. It won't fit the Picatinny accessories. So, you know, other than
No.
that, I mean, it's just I've got my basic handguns, which, you know, I might have like a, like on my Canic SFX, you know, I went and I got a 45 blast compensator, and it's kind of funny because the only flashlight I could put on there was a Streamlight TLR 9, which I think is like an AR flashlight, a rifle flashlight. But you know what?
Hey, it works.
I like
Yeah,
it.
I've got friends. I've got friends that have guns in every color of the rainbow, and they're freaking gorgeous. But I'm poor, so.
I get it. I get it.
So I get I buy what I buy what I buy it for a purpose, not just because it's pretty. Like I said, and I'm not knocking them, but if they can do it, they can do it. But you know, my carry Glock 48 MOS with a Holosun 407K green on it, and all thing I did with it was put, you know, I swapped out the, you know, for suppressor height sights, put some put some Talon grips on it. That's my carry. That's it. That's all I need. You know, my my first carry was a Glock 43. You know, that's got like I said, nothing fancy. It's got Trigicon night sights on it. I've got plus three Terran tactical base plates on it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm practical. You know, I mean, and dude, the prettiest thing on any one of my guns is I paint the inlay. So you know, where's etched in Glock, you know, Glock and the model and the, you know, all that stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
I paint that. So it's like, all my guns, I know they're my guns because all the inlay is silver.
Mm.
I go down, yep, that's my gun, and I'm good. You know, yeah. Also, it was pretty hilarious when I walked into the drugstore to buy the nail polish, but hey, it is what it is.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie, I was that close to doing that to my Canics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem was I joined like a Facebook Canic forum, and it was just. It got kind of ridiculous because everybody was doing that to their Canic. I mean, it was like crayons, nail polish, anything they could find to fill in those letters. You know, some of them look cool, some of them look kind of questionable, some of them are just too much. I'm like, yeah I think I'll just keep the inlay kind of stock because.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just so I, because you know, it's like, let's be real, buying a Glock's like buying a Honda. They all look the same. Right,
and until you find those aftermarket parts,
right? Until you do something to it, a Glock is basically the Honda Accord, or I'll say the Jeep Grand Cherokee of guns. They all look the same. Until you know, do something to it, it's just like every other thing. So I do little subtle things to it that don't cost a lot of money, so I know it's mine.
The funny thing is, I have a Glock. But I don't really, I don't know what it is. It just, I don't have the desire to shoot it.
That's what I learned on. So will I rent what I, you know, so being limited in funds, I go with what I know. Do I enjoy, I enjoy shooting Canics. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy, I tried to switch from my Glock 43 to a SIG 365,
mm-hmm.
which I adored the gun, I really did, until I took my defensive shooting certification as an instructor, and I really pushed it and really, you know, got behind it and got after it, and I found that gun don't fit me.
What was the issues?
Even though it felt good in my hand as far as, you know, the grip and everything, when I started really pushing it hard and going for reloads and whatnot, I was boggling reloads. I bit my hand like three times, slapping the magazine in.
Eesh.
Because my hand was kind of hanging out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started going fast, my accuracy wasn't there.
Mm.
So I literally, the day I finished that training, because my instructor, because he's that guy, he watched me struggle the entire first day. And, you know, it was beating me up. He watched me struggle that entire first day, all day long. When I got in the next morning, he was like, hey, I got a Glock 19 in the truck. You want to use that? Yes, I do. And after that, clouds parted, angels started singing. I was rocking. I was fine. So, by the end of that training, I was on Tier One's website ordering another holster, and I switched back to my Glock 19. I switched my Glock to the Glock 19 for carry. After that, didn't look back. And another slight thing, the grip angle on the SIG is just ever so slightly different than the grip angle on a Glock. And when I learned to grip, it just, my accuracy was off. I would burn through a good mag and a half before I got on. Before I got it right with the SIG. And you put any Glock in, Glock in my hand, I can hit. No problem at all. So, it's just for me, it's a consistency. So once I find a manufacturer that I like, that I can rock with, that I can go from model to model to model and not have any issues, that's where I stay.
Makes sense.
Like I said, but like I said, for me, even though I do shoot for fun and I do shoot matches, for me, it's all practicality. I shoot matches with my carry gun.
You're not the only person I heard say that. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
So, but yeah, it's all good, so, and the funny thing is my wife loved the SIG, so she ended up buying one for herself.
I mean, hey, if it works for, well, does
Yeah,
it
it
work
works
for
for
one
her.
person to work for another one? So,
Yeah, so, it works for her, and she started out with a Smith and Wesson Shield, but she went to the SIG and she never went back. So, works for her.
she didn't get the EZ, did she?
No. She has a regular shield.
Yeah, that one looks kind of weird. It's like you have to squeeze 3 points, I think 3 points on it before you can fire it or something. It's
Well, it's got a grip safety on it, which is fine. It's another point of failure, but if you maintain it well, it's all right. I got no, she prefers a grip safety over a thumb safety, and I can't argue the point. Because with a grip safety, you train your grip. Once you grab it, you're good to go. That thumb safety, you gotta sweep that thumb safety down. You might miss it.
Yeah,
Then what are you
true.
gonna do?
True.
So yeah, I'm not mad at it. Makes perfect sense to me.
Well, don't work for one person, don't work for another one. So that makes sense.
Sure. And as long as you train with whatever it is, it's fine.
That's what it boils down to, the training.
Yeah, people buy it at large, they go buy a gun and then they put it in their drawer and never take it out again and expect it to be there for them when they need it. It don't work that way.
It's a deteriorable still deteriorating skill.
Yep.
On that note, I need to go back to the range again. It has been too long.
Yep. That's why I'm getting ready to go pack my gear for tomorrow morning right now.
That's a smart way to do it. Because, yeah, I don't know. Next time, I don't know if I would like to find an outdoor range. I really would, but I don't know what it is. It's like they're kind of hard to find around here. Last time I even went to the outdoor range, actually no, it was South River here, but you had to be a member, and to the gun club I could go, but the gun club doesn't go every day as far as I know. So you can't just roll in there and say, "Hey, I'd like to use your outdoor range." Like, okay, cool, you're a member, cool. It's going to cost you X amount of money. So there's that. Then before that, the last time I went to outdoor range, I think we drove an hour north up 75, I think, to go to this range. I can't even remember the name of this range. It was literally like a piece of land that had, I think, a fence around it. It had like a long ditch and a fence, and the opening was like two posts with a chain on it. So, I mean, and it was out in the country too. I mean, I was looking at like either a coal plant or a nuclear plant. I don't know. But it's out in the
That
country.
sounds very axe murdery. I don't think I want to be out there.
Yeah. So we ended up missing the entrance. And literally we had just driven, we drove like maybe a few minutes up the street, because it was myself, my girlfriend, and her cousin and his friend, right? So we had turned around. And we the typical thing where one car's on one side of the road, the other car's on the other side of the road. We had stopped in the center of the road to figure out where the hell this place is at, because like there's no signs or anything. It's land. So we started driving back towards the entrance, and again, this was like maybe a couple of minutes away. The entrance was open whenever we passed it. We went back. The entrance was locked off, like with a padlock and everything. Like it was weird.
Yeah,
So
they saw you.
Well, that's the other thing is like there were people who had been shooting there before who were ready to go, but they couldn't get out because the fence was padlocked off. And they couldn't drive around it because it was a giant ditch. So, I mean, it was the weirdest thing, man. I got to the point where I'm like, let's just go. We drove an hour away for this place to do nothing.
Yeah, that place sounds very axe murdery, very, very banjo-y. Definitely don't want to be there.
Yeah. Glad it didn't work out. Really glad it didn't work out. Ugh. Weird times. Right, brother. You got any parting words you'd like to say or?
Real quick, you were talking about building, you were talking about building your AR, and if you're ever down in my neck of the woods down Tampa Bay, one of my homies, name is David Haylager. He owns Tactical 340 Defense. We call him the mad scientist. That dude is a AR building fool. And they are gorgeous. You mentioned you mentioned the Mandalorian. He's got like three Mandalorian builds that he did for somebody.
Nice.
One of my homies, he's a retired army. He was a medic. And he built David built a medic theme AR for him. So all colors. I mean, he actually built one called Purple Rain, because the lady he built it for was a Prince fan.
May he
So
rest in peace.
but he yeah so Dave yeah so 340 th Tactical 340 Defense. Check him out. He can hook you up. And as far as talking about black gun stores and black FFLs. Got another homie. His name is Jabari Hunt, and he owns Obsidian Defense. And he's a FFL here in the area. Anything you need, he can find it for you. He can definitely find it for you. So, check him out on the gram, and go look and go if you're so inclined, look up my company, Integrity Tactical Solutions LLC, on Instagram. And of course, look up the Black Brass Gun Club on Instagram as well. From there, you can get links to all of my instructors in the group, all of our businesses, and we announce our range days every month. If you're in the neighborhood, come see us. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Shoot, I hold it to it, man, because I do plan on traveling a lot more this year. And Florida is literally just not that far from me. All I got to do is just fly down
Yeah,
or
come on
drive down.
down. Come on down. And so yeah, I really appreciate that you bringing me on. Hopefully we can do it again. I got my guys. I got a wealth of knowledge, at my back. Like I said, I've got builders, I've got FFLs, I've got other instructors. Basically, anything you want to talk about, I probably got a guy that can talk about it with you.
Well, brother, you don't have to hope for what's already written in the future, okay? So, we'd definitely love to have you back, especially for that other topic we're going to talk about, because I mean, there's a lot of work to do. There's a
Yes,
lot of work to do.
sir.
Actually, I forgot we talked about several topics, but there's a lot of work to do with the. Yeah, come on back. Come on back. Shoot.
Do you know the squad drills, boys? Okay. There's another group out there. They're not really a club per se, and they're not, wholly black per se. But there's a group out there on Instagram called Squad Drills. All these guys are gunners. Let me tell you, these guys are awesome. Basically, just a bunch of buddies. They grab the steel and they grab their other fancy targets and star targets and all kind of crazy stuff. They hit the range and they just run drills. the more intricate and crazier the better.
I
And all
just
they
followed
do is
them.
they go, all they do is go out and they say, you know, iron sharpens irons. I challenge you, you challenge me, we're gonna get better together.
Nice.
Yeah, their motto is progress, not perfection.
Nice. You know what? Okay, since before you leave, man, because here's the problem I got. I want to dry fire, right? I want to use my Mantis X, right?
Oh yeah, love that thing.
Okay. So how do you use it? Because the problem I'm running into is you need to have a holster to draw from, right? That's going to let you record your progress at Mantis.
Depends on what you're doing.
Okay.
The Mantis, yeah, you've got the Mantis X, so you've got all the drills. And there is a handful of drills that require you to draw. There's a whole bunch that don't. Like, for instance, there's a drill called the surprise compress break, right? All that drill measures is your ability the shooter ready, you set your grip and you push out, wait for the beep, pull the trigger. No drawing required.
Okay.
So
I'll
yeah,
check.
there's a plethora of drills in there that don't require you to draw. You can use a Mantis in conjunction with a laser bullet if you want it to. You can use it in conjunction with a dry fire mag if you want it to. There's all types of things you can do with it, as far as training goes, because all it's measuring is your ability to pull the trigger without disturbing the sights in different scenarios.
Right.
So yeah, you don't really have to have a holster for it. But I will say, if you do go that route, make sure that you always get yourself a magazine that you're never going to use again. That'll be your dry fire magazine, like forever and for always. And because you have to put an adapter, a rail adapter on the bottom of a magazine to be able to do your draws with.
Okay. That's interesting. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, because you normally the Mantis rides on the front of the gun as, like a flash, like a light would.
Right.
Right. So if you put it there, it won't fit in the holster anymore.
Right, exactly. That's why I was like, I need a holster, but
Yeah. No, it's actually an adapter. It's a base plate adapter that goes on your magazine.
I gotta get that info from you, because I got an old magazine that it won't feed right anyway. If I could just go ahead and use that for dry fire, shoot, I'm set.
Yep.
Give me something to think about. Give me a lot
Yeah,
to think
call me
about.
anytime.
All right, cool. I appreciate that, brother. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna look into that now. I mean, I'm really gonna get looking at that. And I don't know if I told you, but I'm trying to find some competition shooters as guests. I've already got one of my buddies over here, Yardley. He's on Brass King TV. I've reached out to Will I Will I Am, Lord, that's not his name. I know why I said Will I Am, because he used to be called I Run and Gun.
Yeah, you want to talk to Will. Will Will's the dude.
I actually interviewed Will once, and I reached out to him recently. I asked, "Hey man, I'm trying to get some competition shooters together. You think you'd be interested?" He said, "Yeah, just let him know the time of the date." So if I get all three of y'all together, that'd be cool. It's just coinciding the schedules to make it work. Cause I
Well,
got weird days off. I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday right now, but I will find a way to make this work. It'll be really cool. It'll be epic.
I'll be down for it. I am by far of the guys you've named, I am by far the baby of the group. I am a novice, but I can give you a good I can give you a good beginner's point of view, and Will can tell you how to do it right. So
I mean, hey, I don't really see a problem with having like three different levels, because I mean Yardley, shoot, I used to. Yardley's got skill, right? But he's modest. I'll give him that much, because I mean he's a good dude, real down to earth, cool guy. But I call him the Gun Highlander, because like every time I look up, he's out there. He's shooting, man. He is shooting proficiently. Man, yeah, definitely gonna have to have you back for one of those, or just I think I invited you to the Discord anyway. So like any topics I come up with, I'm trying to, I'm probably gonna have two more or maybe one more channel on there regarding topics. I'll probably have another one regarding like certain questions or whatever. So like, feel free to hop in, see what's cooking in there. If there's a certain topic you'd like to be on, just let me know. And we can get it cooking, man. And honestly, I'm really trying to find a way to branch out into videos, because I noticed that StreamYards will let you stream on YouTube, I believe. So if I can get that set up correctly, might do that, record the audio and video and podcast, boom, there it is. Put it together.
Sounds good. Oh, real quick, you're in Georgia, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Do you know a Sam Francis?
Okay, so funny story. He was actually going to teach me his sword style, but it was again because like whenever I bid for my days off, I have those days off for a whole year.
Oh, wow.
And I have, when I started, I had Wednesday, Thursday. That was last year. I started out Wednesday, Thursday. I'm actually about to come up on a new bid for days off. And really, I'm thinking about maybe trying to get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if that's possible. But I'm dealing with a lot of heavy seniority. So it's either there's a chance to get a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or I'll be stuck on like a Wednesday, Thursday. Or excuse me, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if that's the case, the hardest thing for me to do is match up days with him, because he's more free on weekdays, or excuse me, weekends versus like weekdays. And it just, I've really wanted to practice more, but with the timing, it wasn't working out. Just like with with Bass Reeves. I mean, I love Bass Reeves Gun Club. It's just everything they do is on the weekend. And even the range events, like if I were to try and go to one of their range events right before work, like let's say on a Saturday, the location of the range is what, probably an hour away from me, if not more.
Yeah, I've been there. I range it. It's nice.
It is
It's
nice, but it's far.
yeah.
So I would have to find a way to, like I wouldn't be able to fully complete the range day. I can tell you that much too, because I'd have to leave early. And then the other thing is Georgia traffic. I could get a peach pass, which sucks. On that note, I actually have to pay a fine because I was in the peach pass lane for a minute. I mean, it was a long story. I didn't even see it coming up. I get off at 12:30 at night. They let us go a little early sometimes. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm driving home. I got to drive at least 40 minutes to get back, and I forgot that the quote unquote passing lane slash turning lane turns into a peach pass lane, which is the stupidest thing out there, because I don't really see a lot of people using the peach pass lane. But just the and the other thing that baffles me is like, does the HOV lane still get fined? Because I see people passing by in that sucker every day. I don't know, but
Gotta figure that
yeah.
one.
Regardless, though, the peach pass lane is like, if you even accidentally push one tire past that line, like, okay, well, it looks like you was $5. I gotta pay these fools $5 because I was in the wrong lane for a minute. I'm mad. And
I'd be mad too.
they're not gonna do anything with my $5 because they don't fix roads around here. I mean, if anything, they put a metal plate down and they put some tar in it till the tar gets flat. And you got a tarry pothole. Anyway, that's enough about that.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I just mentioned the same. He's up there with you. He's a good dude to talk to,
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it be martial arts, whether it be firearms or firearms instructing, or he does
Finances.
Yeah, finances too. So yeah, he's a good resource.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's in a Discord right now. I got to set him up with the right role, and I got to reach out to him. It's just, I this year I've definitely been trying to be more serious about this podcast, to the point where ever since I want to say November, I've been like, okay, cool. Let's get some interviews under the belt. Let's get some
Yeah.
things popping, I want to make sure that I'm pushing content out like I need to, instead of like, yeah, all right, I think now would be a good time to record. There's always tomorrow.
That's
Like,
scheduled.
nah, I've got to push this content, because there are people that need to be recognized, there are people that need to be seen, and there's information that needs to be given. So yeah, I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna push it real good.
Right there with you, brother.
All right, brother. Hey, I really appreciate you for showing up. I'll definitely keep you up to date as far as like when this episode gets released.
Yes,
And
sir.
so I was kind of based the thumbnail off of your Black Panther competition shirt.
Oh, I could dig
But I didn't want to do too much Black Panther, because Disney will be like, that's
yeah, we don't want Disney mad at us.
yeah. Go deal with the mouse right now. That's your biggest priority. Leave us alone. All right, brother, let me let you go, okay? Once again, I really appreciate it. Definitely gonna put the information up, and yeah, man, we're gonna do some stuff in the future too.
Sounds great, man. Talk soon.
All right, definitely be safe. Thanks
You
again.
too.
All right.
This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get explicit. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a marked with precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while.